The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is Mint Light Morning Shot, and I am Shohini Sen. Good morning. Here's a roundup of the news you can use before you start your day. A COVID-19 vaccine being developed by America's Moderna has shown that it is 94.5% effective in preventing the viral infection. This comes barely a week after Pfizer announced its candidate was 90% effective. These are early results, though, and it's still not clear how long immunity will last. But even if these vaccines eventually turn out to be safe and effective, large parts of the world are unlikely to have quick access because of what is called vaccine nationalism. Next year, the US could have access to more than 1 billion doses just from the two vaccine makers. The European Union's budget for the next 7 years and a funding plan for the recovery of a virus-ravaged economy face the risk of being vetoed by Hungary and Poland. The EU has made funding to member states contingent on their adherence to rule of law, a proposal that had Budapest and Warsaw chary. Leaders of the two countries want this link between access to the money and the rule of law removed, and a stalemate would leave the 27-member bloc without a 1.1 trillion euro budget for 2021-27 and a 750 billion euro economic revival package. Nationalist governments in Hungary and Poland have been sparring with European partners for years over a perceived erosion of democratic rights and standards there. The EU earlier this year resolved to link any future fund disbursement to respecting the democratic standards incorporated in the Union's founding treaty. European companies are being persuaded by investors to include the missing costs of climate change in their financial statements. If it is agreed on, the move can wipe billions of dollars off the value of sectors from energy to aviation, reports Reuters. In a statement published Monday, investors called on the companies to address missing climate change costs in financial accounts. The investors have sent 36 carbon-heavy companies a document spelling out what the likely impact of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement could be on their future profits. The companies who were sent the statement include Germany's Uniper, Spain's Iberdrola, France's Air Liquide, and London's Anglo American. Regulators have been encouraging companies to make voluntary disclosures of how they expect climate change to affect their businesses. Some countries, including Britain and New Zealand, have made these mandatory. The fire that was blazing in an oil well in Assam's Baghjan village has finally been extinguished after more than 5 months of being ablaze. Engineers from Oil India, which operates the well, have been working to control the fire since the explosion in June and were joined by experts from Singapore, US and Canada, reports AFP. The well is under a 24-hour surveillance now to make sure there is no gas leakage or pressure built up. The Wildlife Institute of India had earlier reported in July that the oil spill had brought a large-scale impact on local plant and animal life. The oil field is next to the Dibru Saikowar National Park and the wetland habitat of several endangered species, including tigers and elephants. The region is also home to several bird sanctuaries. Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, stepped down just 5 days after taking office. His resignation followed a police crackdown on protesters that left two people dead. However, even after his resignation, Congress could not agree on a new president, leaving Peru without a leader a week after the impeachment of popular president Martin Vizcarra, an anti-corruption crusader. Legislators had accused Vizcarra of moral incapacity, saying he took over $630,000 in bribes in exchange for two construction contracts while governor of a small province years ago. Vizcarra's removal led to violent protests in which more than 40 people went missing, according to Peru's human rights coordinator. The health ministry reported that more than 90 people were being treated for injuries. Political analysts, however, believe that the Congress has very few options for a new president that will appease protesters. Marie Antoinette is popularly believed to have advised the starving French peasants, who could not even afford bread, to eat cake instead. In the run-up to the 1789 French Revolution, she was often accused of leading a lavish life and being nonchalant about the plight of her subjects, so much so that she acquired the epithet Madame Deficit. Now, a silk shoe worn by the last Queen of France, who was executed during the Revolution, went up for auction with a starting price of 10,000 euros, which is about $11,800. The auction was conducted in the Palace of Versailles, where the Queen, who has gone down in history as a symbol of excesses of the French monarchy, and King Louis XVI held court before they were guillotined in 1793. Interestingly, the shoe bears her name on its heel, and the auction house that conducted the bid said that she is thought to have worn it regularly during her daily life at the palace. You're listening to Mint Light Morning Shot with Shohini Sen. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Shohini Sen or on Facebook and Instagram at HD Smartcast. And to listen to more such podcasts, do log on to hdsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.